But guess what? Not everyone's going to get saved. And we can't have this unbiblical thought and thought process that says, well, anybody can get saved. Well, Jesus Christ died for everyone. I believe that. Amen. He's the Savior of the whole world, but not everyone can get saved. Amen. Look at Mark 4:11 says, and he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time that they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. Look, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. That's how we get saved, right? Well, the Bible says here, seeing they may see, not perceive, and hearing they may hear, and not understand. And this goes without saying, we obviously understand this, and I don't know why this is such a shock to people, that reprobates cannot be saved. Look, the biblical view of salvation is this. Jesus Christ is the Savior of all men. But that doesn't mean reprobates can get saved, because the Bible teaches that they can't. But you said it! I know I said that. That's what the Bible, I'm repeating what the Bible says. Look, Jesus Christ is the Savior of all men. But there are certain groups of people found in this world that are called reprobates. And let me say this, not all of them are sodomites. Okay? Yeah. Does everyone understand that?
Yeah.
That's the fruit of becoming a reprobate. Yeah. Okay? And eventually they will go down that path. But there is a group of people called reprobates that are not going to get saved. I can't believe you. It's just what the Bible says, though. Let's be realistic here, people. And the problem is for decades, people have been taught that anybody can get saved and ever. No. You need to see what the Bible says about these things. Go to Romans chapter 1. I think Faithful Word Baptist Church has Romans 1 memorized. Yeah. Right? Go to Romans 1. It's like, I already know where you're going with this. You know? I'm going to read to you from Matthew chapter 13, where the Bible says, and then is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. And their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Romans chapter 1, verse 26 says, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which is mean. Look at verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Now look, anytime I've had a discussion with someone about sodomites being saved, I always approach them logically with that verse. Okay? And I don't try to strive about this thing. I just try to help people to just think about it for a second, okay? We have to trust in who to be saved? Jesus. Okay? Who is Jesus? Jesus is God. So if the Bible says that reprobates, and explains who reprobates are, the people who are given to vile affections, these wicked, vile things, if it says that they don't like to retain God in their knowledge, I tell them this, what makes you think that they want to retain Jesus Christ in their knowledge? They said they don't like to retain. It's not like, I don't like to retain God under my knowledge, but I'll take Jesus. Because I want to get saved. You guys get that? It's very logical thing. It's very simple. Simply put, I was telling them, I said, if the Bible says they don't want to retain God in their knowledge, what makes you think they're going to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior? And the Bible says that God gave them up and gave them over. You say, well, the Bible says God gave them up and God gave them over, but it didn't say he gave up on them. He's like, it's like a brain fart. Like, I'm sorry, that made like no sense whatsoever. Okay, God gave them up, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. It's a rejected mind. And look, once the moral compass is removed, it's done. Now let me say this: in my years, the years that I've been saved, you know, I probably have accidentally witnessed to just a handful of homosexuals. You know. Some of them I knew, some of them I did, but I don't run into them all the time. You know, so to accuse me and say, well, you guys aren't loving because if you guys were loving, you'd reach them. Look, I do a lot of soul winning. I see a bunch of people saved all the time. You know? And to be honest with you, and it's cliche for us, but it's the truth. We probably witnessed more homosexuals on accident than most people try to do on purpose.
Right.
It's just the bottom line. Okay?
Yep.
Now look, I remember when I went to go visit Pastor Anderson, him and I were talking about this. I was very frustrated about this whole thing. You know, and, you know, we see Pastor Anderson is just hardcore, and he is hardcore, and all these things. But he even told me, he goes, Brother Bruce, if I see a rainbow flag on the door, he goes, I'll still knock on the door. Hoping that someone in there is not a sodomite. And he said, even if the guy comes out and he looks effeminate, he looks like he's a queer, he goes, I'll still witness to him. Just to make sure. I'll still witness to him. He goes, if there's a group of four homos, and one of them looks straight, I'll witness to all of them, hoping that one guy will be saved. That's what he said. He goes, I'll still knock on the door. I will do my best to witness, because I'm hoping that someone in there is actually just a normal human being that can get saved. You know? So don't accuse him. Don't accuse us of saying, well, you guys are, no, look, we're trying our best. Now, if someone just full-blown, like, I had a guy tell me one time, he was like, I'm a homosexual, you know, evolution, Marxist, and all the other crap that comes along with that. And I said, okay, we're done. Also, Brother Alex was like, all right, I'm done. He goes, well, you know, thank you. I'm like, don't touch me. And he went up, I mean, he went after us. He was railing on us. He was, what did he say? Atheism! You know, evolution's real! And I'm thinking, whatever. And Brother Alex, you know, he when he saw ones with me, he does the knock till you talk, right? And it was my turn, so that's why I talked to the guy. And he said, you could get the next one. That didn't really count anymore. So, you know? Yeah.